Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's July 20th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 12, 2002. And here's Jesus, Nazarene. He is something right out of the news. The partner of a well-known lesbian here in the United States, Rosie O'Donnell, just gave birth to a baby girl. Do you believe that Rosie and her should be allowed to keep this child and raise it? Do you think it is all right for a homosexual couple to adopt children? I'm sure our listeners would appreciate your feelings on this.
I'm not sure they're going to, Alora, because my feelings on this and the kingdom of God's feelings on this are exactly the same, and that is positively and absolutely not. These perverted and deprived individuals should not be allowed to raise children, to teach them their mental illness, to teach them the sickness that they are wallowing in and publicly displaying. It really, really disturbs us that the public accepts this sickness and allows these people to display it publicly and praise it as their chosen lifestyle. This is an abomination. It is sodomy. It is the worst thing in the world. These people are destroying their souls, and they are destroying the souls of the people around them. Yet the public says, oh, they're just doing their thing. Let them have their thing. Let them love in their way. God will approve. God does not approve. God made male and female to reproduce and populate the world. You cannot reproduce in the normal manner, and I'm sure that these sick people did not produce in the normal manner if you do not have a husband. This cannot continue. This sickness must be stopped.
Ooh, I think you're right, Nazarene. There's going to be a lot of people that don't like that response. What was that you said one time? God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Elvis. That always cracked me up.
That's what I said, all right, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.
Alora's not feeling good at the moment, so she's gone to lie down. But she's left an interesting question. Nazarene, are there really such a thing as halos? We see them so often in paintings of you and your mother and other religious figures. What exactly are they? Certainly, Alora, there is such a thing as halos. Around the human body is a psychokinetic energy field that is commonly referred to as the aura. When people who have strong psychic abilities use their abilities, often a charge of energy builds up around their heads. And some people that are sensitive, that can have a little bit of power, see this energy as a band of light encircling their heads. Sort of like the ice fields around Jupiter and Saturn. So when, you know, people see this, they know that it is a sign that this person has great power, that this person is holy. So this is often interpreted in paintings as a halo around the head. But the halo actually exists. People that do good, that use their powers for good, generate this field around them. And people can see it and marvel at it and say this person must be holy because they have a halo. So this is passed down generation after generation. Unfortunately, some creatures of darkness can fake a halo. It is not as easy for them as it is for the bearers of light, but sometimes they can, and it makes people think that they're holy too. A halo isn't always a sign that someone is holy, but it is a very, very good sign. You combine that with their deeds and their actions and what they are saying, and then you have a pretty good idea that this person is a servant of the light. A halo is a very practical and wonderful thing. So look for them.
We'll be back again.